For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. An estimated 880,000 Missourians are now eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccination under Phase 2 of the state's vaccine rollout plan. The new phase that began yesterday includes additional categories of essential workers, homeless people, faculty and staff at higher education institutions, and, quote, disproportionately affected populations such as racial and ethnic minorities. Data from the state's COVID-19 dashboard shows that about 24.5% of Missourians have received at least one vaccination shot, but Missouri continues to trail most of the country in vaccinations given. The CDC says 28.2% of Americans have received at least an initial dose. The Missouri Senate overwhelmingly passed legislation yesterday that makes the use of chokeholds illegal for police officers. The champion of this legislation is Democratic Senator Brian Williams. He's a Ferguson native, which helped ignite the Black Lives Matter movement after the police shooting of Michael Brown. The measure also prohibits officers from engaging in sexual activity on the job and attempts to keep police officers with troublesome records from jumping from department to department. The legislation was combined with Senator Tony Lukemire's that would also eliminate residency requirements for police officers in Kansas City. The Republican from Parkville included language that states officers must live within a 30-minute response time and cannot cross the border to live in the state of Kansas. It now heads to the House. Missouri House Democrats are sounding alarms about Republicans on the Budget Committee effectively killing Medicaid expansion. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more on the hopes of getting it funded before the end of session.
Last week, every Republican on the Budget Committee voted not to fund Medicaid expansion, which was approved by voters in August. St. Louis Representative Peter Meredith, the ranking minority member on the committee, says the budget chair filed a new budget bill that will result in a fight to either fund expansion or other vital services.
It looks like it's a lot of the things that the chairman is claiming we don't have the money to fund if we move forward with expansion, and he's trying to pit those directly against each other in that budget bill.
Budget Chair Cody Smith, a Republican from Carthage, did not immediately respond to comment. His new budget bill contains most of the funding he cut from the governor's budget, which is what Meredith says will be used as leverage to get other Republicans to vote against funding expansion. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
The need for statewide broadband access has become an even greater priority as the COVID-19 pandemic has caused many Missouri schools to rely on virtual or hybrid learning. The Columbia Missourian reports State Representative Ingrid Burnett, a Democrat of Kansas City, emphasized the need to get serious about the issue during a House committee hearing earlier this year. On August 11th, Governor Mike Parson announced that 16 broadband projects from 8 providers would receive more than $3 million through a new emergency program. But the need is much greater than any one program can address. 1 in 5 students did not have access to online learning opportunities last spring, according to the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education's Spring 2020 report. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.